Welcome to episode 174 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. This week's edition is something of a departure, and I'll be honest, it's a bit of a shameless plea for your support. Now, the keener-eyed amongst you will have noticed that it's also a few days earlier than usual, but the reason for this will be clear in just a moment. I've recently been nominated for a blogging award, and I would love it if you could share just 30 seconds to show your support. This recognition is in itself a nice surprise, but of course it is you who ultimately can help to propel me and the Active Photographer to the heady heights of being a finalist and, who knows, possibly even an overall winner. So, it's a short and sweet show this time around, explaining what the deal is and, most importantly, how you can cast your vote. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 174. I was sat in my office the other day, just getting on with things, when I received an email from the folks at simplyhike.co.uk. Now, for those of you that don't know, Simply Hike is a site which deals in hiking clothing and equipment, and they also have their own blog. And they've just launched a competition, a blogger awards competition, that they thought I might like to be involved in as someone who is up for nomination. Now, awards are funny things. I've never really been one to go in for awards, whether it's my photography or social media or podcasting or even writing. But I thought to myself, do you know what? Why not? Basically, The Active Photographer has got a really solid following now. It's been going for, I think it's around about 3 years, if memory serves me right. Might be a little bit longer. I should probably have checked this. But the feedback that I receive from you guys, whether it's on Twitter or Facebook or emails or through the contact form on the website, just tells me that you're enjoying what I do, and the compliments, the general feedback, all this sort of thing. It sounds cliched, but it really is important. It is really nice to hear. And so I looked at this email and I followed the link up. By the way, I've got my computer in front of me here, so I'm just going to click between a few panels and what have you. So I'm just looking at the email, and it basically says, we think your blog would fit perfectly within the categories that we have in this new award. So I clicked on that. And sure enough, there are 7 categories up for grabs in this award. And in amongst those is the category of outdoor photography, which of course is where I would appreciate your vote. Now, it's a kind of a two-level... what am I trying to say? It's a two-level process with this. Basically, the submissions for the blogs that you'd like to vote for closes on, the submissions date is the 24th of April. And after that, on the 28th of April, they are going to announce the category finalists and open the voting. So fingers crossed, if I make it through to the category finalist stage, I'll be able to share the news with you and we'll just take it from there and who knows. But the thing about it is, the recognition is itself, or was itself, a nice surprise. But of course, it's you that ultimately can make the difference. You know, this is all sounding very cliche, but I can't think of any way round it other than say, please vote. Okay, so it's very, very simple. And in all honesty, it will take you less than 30 seconds to vote for The Active Photographer. So I've made it really simple for you. If you are listening to the podcast and you don't really go near the active photographer, other than maybe seeing my updates coming through your RSS feed, for example. If you're just listening to the podcast, but you do have the show notes in front of you, I know a lot of you listen through various podcatcher type apps and what have you, all you've got to do is go onto the show notes for this edition, and I will be putting a link in there which will take you straight through to the Simply Hike Blogger Awards page. Okay, and it's really simple. I've got it right in front of me here. It says, submit blog, nominate your favourite blog for the Simply Hike Blogger Award. And it says, blog name, so you put in the active photographer, of course, blog website, www.theactivephotographer.com, and it then asks for your email address. Now, I'm guessing that they do this so that it's not simply the people that are putting the blog up for nomination and not going to be constantly voting for themselves. I mean, that would be pretty silly, right? So you just put in your email address, and then it's got below that outdoor blog category, and right at the bottom of that list it says outdoor photography. Just check that one off, and then it says select a choice. Are you the owner of this blog, or are you submitting a blog you like? And of course it's the latter. And then you click the submit button, and that is it. It actually takes longer to explain this than it does to actually submit the blog for a nomination. That is basically it. Now, some of you might be new to the active photographer. You might be new to my antics, what I get up to. I'll give you a very quick, I know what you call it, a pitch, why I'd like your vote. I'm really bad at this. You might tell that I'm sort of struggling a little bit. The active photographer came about just as a way to share with the world, I guess, what I do as a photographer. Those of you listening to the podcast, that might have been your first point of contact. And it started out that originally I thought, do you know what? Once a month, I'm going to spend about 20 minutes telling people what I've been up to. And it was really just because I liked the format of the podcast, or the radio format, if you were to think in traditional terms. And so I already had a blog running at the time, which is just a written blog sharing photographs and talking through the shoots that I'd been doing and where I'd been and what I'd been up to. And so I set up this other site just to host the podcast. And it occurred to me that, do you know what? Why am I running essentially two blogs? So I migrated all of my thoughts and what I wanted to share into what has now, or what then did become, the Active Photographer website. And at that time, someone approached me and wanted to syndicate the podcast, and they had said, well, we'd really like to see it every week, or at least every fortnight. And so from what started off being an idea, thinking, okay, once a month, 20 minutes, I'll tell people what I've been up to, just as a supplement to the written blog, it then became this weekly this weekly event, which is now at, this is episode 174. And of course, there have been other special shows, which are one-offs or ones that are surrounding interviews that I've conducted with industry professionals or live events or all that sort of thing. So from there, it was, you know, it was kind of humble beginnings, but the you know, every month I'm able to check the statistics of how many thousands of people are checking the site every month, and how many hits it's getting, and how long you guys are spending on the site, and all that stuff, and that tells me that, you know, it really is quite a popular site. Now, especially those of you that don't know me or haven't really followed me for that long, that last statement might sound really arrogant. It might sound like I'm just think I'm the greatest thing to podcasting and photography. If you have checked the recent article that I put up there, which was, let me just have a look, it was entitled Thoughts on Extending My Profile, you will know that I said in there that, you know, I try to stay as down to earth as possible, and I'm not very good at shouting about what I'm doing, saying, look at me, look at me. It's just a case that I love what I do. I love the places I go and the things that I photograph and write about and the people that I get to interact with. That's basically it. And so the active photographer, hopefully, and you regular listeners or regular followers or regular readers will by now appreciate this. I just love sharing what I do with you. And from what I've been told, it is that kind of down-to-earth, just hopefully very natural approach, which is what you guys like. People have often talked to me, approached me about making it a much bigger thing, putting it out there to other people to get involved in a business sense. There are plans to extend the active photographer and grow it more and more. It's always just a matter of time and just building it and getting it done. But at the heart of it, and what will always be at the heart of it, is just hopefully this very grounded, organic approach to it. The active photographer is me. As in the face of the active photographer is me. If I start getting a team of people involved, it'll probably take it away in a direction that you guys won't like as much, because you tune in to hear what I've got to say and follow my activities. I think that makes sense, and I think that's pretty much summed it up. Like I say, I want to keep this nice and short and sweet, so just because I can, and I've got this captive audience, I'm going to give another shameless plug to this and tell you how to go about it, okay? If you are listening on your phone through your podcatcher type feed, go to the show notes, click on the link that will forward you through to the Simply Hike Blogger Awards. That will go straight through to their page, and that will give you that form where you can just enter in less than 30 seconds the details that need to be entered, and then click submit. Okay, I'll also be including a link to an initial notification that I put out about this as well. So nominations for the blogs that you like, that you want to submit, i.e. the active photographer, those have to be in by the 24th of April. Please, please enter me just into the outdoor photography category. And the category finalists are going to be announced, and the voting for the finalists will be open on the 28th of April. But of course, all being well, I will update you guys about that as and when that happens. Fingers crossed. So, all that remains is for me to say a really big thank you, not just for voting, but for your ongoing support, because as cliched as it sounds, it really is important. It does make a difference, and it does encourage me to keep sharing all these things with you. So, guys, thank you so much. I really look forward to receiving those votes. But for now, I will leave it there. So, you can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So, thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.